Right.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to Listen Bitch Presents Tell Me Why You're Special. You guys, this is the arena where you stop waiting and you start showing up because you weren't created to sit on your gifts. God's DNA is in you. You're built to create, to express, to bring something into the world that didn't exist before you. And the parts of your story that felt small or overlooked or unnoticed, that's not nothing. That is your message. And I want to get into it today. Today's guest is Jason Boudreau, a musician who's been at it for decades, building his sound, his style, and doing it his own way. And I'm bringing him here so he could tell your story, not me. Hi, Jason. Thank you so much for coming on. I put everybody in the hot seat right away out the gate. Give me your elevator pitch. What do you do and what makes you special?
Well, I'm starting a new music, a new solo music career. And my last band, Temperamental, was on FM radio on Pixie 103's Homegrown. And I'm from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. And I was on the radio for a while.
Nice.
And well, that band fell apart, so I had to start again. And well, band, bands never, they never work out,
Yeah.
basically. So I had to figure out, I've been doing this for years since I was like 22, and I had to figure out some sort of new formula to do to get my music out there and get known and
Right.
things like that. So I had, so I, you know, I came up with an idea of making, like small instrumental hard rock 1980s, songs that are small but no words, because I can't sing. So I'm doing everything myself. I play the bass guitar myself. I arrange all the songs myself, all the parts.
Yeah. Well, you said you've been playing guitar since 2001. What made you pick it up in the first place?
Well, I got into heavy metal in school, and when you're young and angry and stuff like that, you get into those kind of those hard rock bands. And when I was young, in the 1988, I heard Def Leppard, and I got into them because my mom used to always play them. So, and that was always around, in the car. And there were, and there were times, I'd watch like a movie and play air guitar when I was little and stuff like that. And that, I was kind of, I wasn't really sure if I was wanted to do music, but I got into it, around in high school when I got into the hard rock.
Yeah. What did your time in Temperamental teach you about music and yourself? And, getting played on the radio is a really big deal. What did that moment actually feel like for you? Yeah. So, what did it feel like?
It was a good moment. It was a, I felt it was great because I finally achieved success, and I got on FM radio, and that takes a lot of work. I mean, and I had tried for years to get on Homegrown, and it was, it's not easy because the audio is got to be, you got to have exceptional audio. And it was a major musical achievement, I would say. And it was something to be definitely to be proud of.
For
When you hear
sure.
your music, you put on your little clock radio, and then all of a sudden you're on the radio.
Yeah. That's amazing. What has been the hardest part about creating music on your own without the team?
I would say, the song ideas might not be as good, I think, but I'd say that's probably the one thing. Like when you have a full band, working with you, drums and a singer and somebody to write the words, you get a solid song together. But there's lots of downs though, because you have to deal with people's personalities, and there's a lot of fighting, and there's a lot of turmoil and frustration. I mean, with that stuff, I've dealt with it for years,
Yeah. What do you want people to feel when they hear your music?
I think I'd really like them to feel me, like what I'm creating, and I'm into that rock and roll and heavy metal, so if they enjoy it, that make me really happy,
You've stayed consistent for over 20 years. What keeps you going when no one's watching?
I would say determination for sure, not to give up, and it makes you want to rip your hair out sometimes, because you want to, it's your dream, and you just got to keep just not give up and just keep at it.
Has there been a moment where you thought about quitting, but you didn't?
Never.
No.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I love what I do and I'm really good at it and I want to quit at least once a day. So
Yeah.
that's pretty rare. What does success look like for you now compared to when you started?
Well, I mean, I have an album out now on Spotify and iTunes and all the platforms, and it's called Jason Boudreau, The Basement Tapes. And I get some success out of it, a feeling of success, because I sat down and I wrote the songs and had, arranged the parts and created them. And now they're available everywhere for anyone to download. And yeah,
What's
so.
your big vision? Like right now, what are you building towards? What's your main goal here when you're showing up every day for this?
Well, the thing, I'm working on the next album, and I got, now I have to work on a fan base. I got to start getting, trying to, find, fans, and they got to start downloading my music and really getting into it. I get, I got to establish a fan base, a strong fan base, and then go from there.
So
Yeah.
let me ask you this question. It'll be my last question before you could tell people where they could find you. And I've asked myself this question, with podcasting, I've asked myself, so if nobody ever heard your music, still create it.
Well, say that question again.
If nobody ever heard your music, if nobody ever listened, would you still make the music?
Boy, that's a tough question, because, well, I get, yeah, I still would do it. I would be determined and I would still do it. As nutty as it would be, as crazy it would be, as it would be, I would still, I would sit, I would sit and record music. I don't care. That's how much I like it. I enjoy it.
No, I absolutely see that. Jason, tell people again where they can find you, where they can hear your music, and there's links in the show notes as well, but go ahead and just let them know where they can get resourced with you.
Yeah, so you can find all my music. You can find Temperamental, my last band, on Spotify, iTunes, Tidal, the Amazon Music Store, and the same with my other album, my most current album, The Basement Tapes. That's on all those platforms too. And you can find me on YouTube, and all my music is on YouTube. Just type in my name, capital J, capital B, and it should come up.
Fabulous. Jason, this is the part of the show where I tell you what I think makes you special. And it's not just the music, it's the fact that you've stayed committed to creating for over 20 years. There's no shortcuts, there's no guarantees in this industry, but like you're just showing up and you're building your sound, you'd be willing to do it even if no one listened. And I think that says a lot about passion and focus. You're putting everything out there anyway, and I think that's super rare. Most people quit when it doesn't happen fast, and you didn't. You have kept going. And that kind of consistency, that is what separates people who dream from the people who actually do. And I think that's what makes you special. To everyone listening, stop sitting on your gifts. God didn't give you creativity, ideas, or vision for no reason. You're meant to use it to build something, to put it out into the world, to be contagious, to be courageous, to be magnetic, and do not forget your mess is your message. The slow growth, the doubt, the years of figuring it out. You guys, that's not wasted. That's what gives your story the weight. And I'm going to say this straight. Podcasting is one of the most powerful tools right now, no matter what you're trying to put into the world. And almost nobody's using it the right way. Your voice matters, and that's why I created a podcast support group. I'll help you simplify it, start it, and turn your message into something real, okay? No bullshit, no overthinking, just pure execution. So if you've been sitting on your story, I need you guys to join the group, get in the arena, and start using your voice. If this episode hits you, I need you to subscribe and share it. Help Jason get his music out, okay? And send it to the person that you know could vibe with that. Help us get his message out there. And if you're ready for the hot seat, why don't you guys come tell me why you're special? Jason, thank you so much for your time tonight. It's great meeting you, and I appreciate you opening up to the audience.
But there's like the one thing is with my music though, I really don't have any I don't have any fans yet. My music is forced, I think. Like I'm trying to get my music out there, and
Yeah.
it's being played in a lot of places. I have it on internet radio, I have it on other podcast shows, are using it for their theme music,
Yeah.
but it's not it's I really don't have any a true fan. True fans.
Yeah. Well, here's hoping that this episode reaches the right person who is going to sign up and say, "Hey, Jason, why don't you guys go support him? Check out his YouTube, check out the music, and thanks you guys for tuning in tonight."